All right, driving home from the Big Ten tournament day one, Ryan and myself witnessed all of the higher seeds advancing in the Big Ten tournament to potentially set up a these teams winning on the first day, then again winning on the second day. Some interesting matchups, Ryan. Your thoughts?
Really love the storylines. Love the possibility. I don't know how many people nationally are thinking of the upset of Michigan over Ohio State. We know that's heavy on our minds because we'd love to see that happen. But, of course, the Michigan State-Wisconsin upset is huge. Then you look down at Indiana and Illinois. That's going to be a fun game. And, of course, Iowa-Purdue is a fantastic matchup, one that's been touted all week. It's probably the best of the first scheduled games. So real excited about tomorrow's festivities. Christmas, let's just say. Tomorrow's Christmas. Right now it's Christmas Eve.
To say the least, Christmas Eve, as Ryan and I are driving home in our carriage sleigh, if you will, back to the hotel room for hopefully a good dinner, and then some bedtime action. Getting up relatively early, we'll be at the United Center at about 10 o'clock. Make sure you keep it locked here, as we will give you late in the day updates on all of the games. So once again, the Hawks playing the second game against the Purdue Boilermakers. And you can't forget about them, because we talk about all these other teams, Ryan, and boy, you can't forget about the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, without a doubt. You can't forget about us, because we're real good in the Big Ten tournament. It just comes down to that fact. Alford is the best coach ever in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, the Steve Alford invite, some call it, over in Iowa City.
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right, so as we get to our next toll here, that's all for today. Day one of the Big Ten tournament in the books. All the higher seeds advance. Make sure you check back with us every day as we give you our daily recaps of the Big Ten tournament.